sweetest friend, the Shir Shigus Ravi Maharani Mimarasi Sheyichyo, Neschus Moshiuda Ben Peshadina, and also Neschus Shendel Chana Bas Malka, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, David Rabbi Dushu Grala Ben Rachel. And we are going to be learning the Inyan of Megillas Sota based on a shir that Rav Soloveitchik gave at a large convention. And you probably weren't at that convention, so I thought I would share his words with you. I wasn't there either, but fortunately it was recorded on paper. And it was printed later in the Hapardes Torah Journal and also in the Sefer Chedusha Agram Vagrid. The Rambam, in the third paragraph of the Chesaita on Halacha Ches, writes, V'achach maybe Megillah shel or Torah komor Sefer Torah. Afterwards you bring a scroll of pure skin, parchment, like a Sefer Torah, because of Lashon HaKodesh B'dio. And you write in Lashon HaKodesh B'dio, etc., L'shma shel Isha, for the sake of this woman, you write the Megillas Sota that you're going to erase in the water, and then she's going to drink the water, the Mesota, to determine if she was unfaithful to her husband. This din, that you don't write on an Or Behemah Tameah, the Rambam Paskins, that you only write on the parchment of a kosher animal, is a machlekes in the Yerushalmi in Sota, in the second chapter. And this Yerushalmi, just in case you're not a Yerushalmi guy, or girl, if you happen to be a girl listening to this year, this Yerushalmi is quoted in Tosfos. Tosfos in Meseches Sota, Bavli 17b, Divar Maschil Lo, Rambam writes, so there's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi about this din, whether you can write the Megillah Sota on the skin of an unkosher animal. And the Rambam Paskins, like the Man D'Amar, you can't write it on the skin of an unkosher animal. There is an opinion, Yerushalmi, you may write it on the skin of an unkosher animal. The Rambam Paskins, not like that. But we have to understand, because the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is as follows. Tani Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua Omer, Ein Kosvin Alor Behemah Tameah. You're now allowed to write a Megillah Sota on Or Behemah Tameah. Okay, that sounds good. Amar Pshim and Mekevan Dat Dharma Lamechika Nitna Lameno Kosev. What's the problem? It's going to be erased anyway. Tani Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon Omer, Roa Anias Divrei Elazar ben Shamua. So Elazar ben Shimon said, I like what Elazar ben Shamua says. Mi Divrei Abba, that what my father, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, says, that you are now allowed to write it on the Or Behemah Tameah, on the parchment of the skin of a kosher, unkosher animal. Shema Tomer Eini Shosa, because she might say that she's not going to drink, and then the Shem Aganuz Alor Behemah Tameah, and now you have God's name written on the skin of an impure animal. So you see from the Yerushalmi that this is only a dinder lechatchila and derabbanan. Maybe the woman is going to be mevatel the hashka. Maybe the woman is going to be mevatel the drinking. She's not going to drink in the end. If she's moda that she was unfaithful, she doesn't drink. She might be mevatel the hashka, and then the drinking, and then the name of Hashem is going to be written on the skin of an unkosher animal, of an impure animal. So the mashmos is in the Yerushalmi that it's a din derabbanan, but in the Rambam it's mashma, it's a din d'oraisa, and it's puzzle on Or Behemah Tameah. Lashon Rambam kamo sefer Torah, it's like a sefer Torah. Sefer Torah has to be written on Or Behemah Tameah. So to Megillah Sota. So that's one kasha that the Rambam doesn't really seem to shtim with the Yerushalmi. We also have to understand Etzim Divrei Rambam. The Rambam writes Kamo Sefer Torah. It's mashmatz one din with the Sefer Torah. Ma pitom. Sefer Torah is Gzeiras HaKosuf. Beficha. Mina mutter shebeficha. What's mutter? Are you allowed to eat? That's Lamantia Teretz Hashem beficha. Mina mutter beficha. So that's Xeris Hakosov by Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzis. Mazah Shayach leMegilat Sota. So we have our work cut out for us, sweet friends. So it appears as follows. First, the Etzem Divrei Yerushalmi, the one who holds that Mutter Lichtov Alor Behema Tumea, is because it's Nitan LeMechika. The reason you're allowed to write it on the Or Behema Tumea is because it's going to be erased, Rib Shimon. Mekeven Da'at Arma LeMechika, Nitna, Lameno Kosev. Since it's going to be erased anyway, so why can't you write it on Or Behema Tumea? So we have to understand this opinion. What does it depend on whether it's Nitan LeMechika? Why should it depend on whether or not you're going to erase it as a kashul? Since it's Nitan LeMechika, you can write it on Or Behema Tumea. Why would that be? Mata Lui Zeb Nitan LeMechika. And if it's not written on the skin of an impure animal, Mama will dinatinata lemechika shetiyeh nechtevet. If it shouldn't be written on the skin of an impure animal, what does it help us that it's given over to Mechika, that now it can be written on the skin of an impure animal? How does that help us? Mechika, not Mechika. Nirakach. Rambam, Beperek Tet, Me'elchot Avot HaTumot, Halacha Yud Aleph, Pasak, Sheparashat Sota, Hoil ulamechika omedet eina metama taidaim. We know normally kisvei hakodesh are metame yadaim, special gzeira that they make the hands impure. But parashas Sota, since it's erased, it's not metame the yadaim. That's in the ninth parak of Avos Atumas, in the 11th halacha. And we see this Rambam mavur in the Yerushalmi in the second parak of Sota. Levi there as a shaila. Is Megillas Sota Mitami the Yadayim? And the Gemara's conclusion is Klum Gazer ala Svarim Shiatamu Se Yadayim Lom Ibnei Kedushasam Bezol Mechika Nitna. Why do we make a Gzeira that Svarim should be Mitami Yadayim? Because they're holy. And they're afraid that they're going to put Truma with it and then the mice are going to come. So we want to, since Svarim are holy, we said they're going to be Matami Yadayim. And that's why there's a Gzeira, like it says in Masechet Shabbos, the first parak. That's why there's a Gzeira that Svarim are Matami Yadayim. Lo mipnei kedushatan. Is not because of their Kedusha. V'zol mechika nitna. And this is given over for Mechika. What does this mean? Levi asks, is Megillah Sota Matami Yadayim? והגמרא מסיקה, כלום גזרו על הספרים שיתמו את הידיים לא מפני קדושתן. Tumas Svarim is because of their kedusha that they're metami ידיים. And this is given למחיקה. אז הביאור הוא כך. השאלה הייתה שיתמה את הידיים מדין כתבי הקודש. שהרי זו פרשה מן התורה. השאלה was that it should be metame one's hands. Why should it be metame one's hands? Midin kisvei hakodesh. It's a parasha in the Torah. It's just like Torah is metame se yadayim, so too Megillah Sota. And this zakti Yerushalmi, that since it's given as kisvei hakodesh, it's given lemechika. That's a hafko midin kisvei hakodesh. It doesn't have kedushas kisvei hakodesh. It's not metame se yadayim. And therefore, that's the biur in the Yerushalmi, that it's written on Or Behema Tumea, because it's given the mechika. Mishum shemidin hechsher migilat sota atzma, shapir nechtevet al Or Behema Tumea. as far as Heksher Megillah Sota, it can be written on Ur Behema Tmeya. V'chol ha-sheila hi rak midin kitvei ha-kodesh, kmo kol kitvei ha-kodesh, v'gam mipnei ha-halakha shelo hukshiru lemelechet shamayim ela Ur Behema Torah bilvad, שבזה נכללת כל מלאכת שמיים כמבואר בשבת. ומסיק הירושלמי שכיוון שניתנה למחיקה, מופקעת היא מדין כתבי הקודש, כמו שאינה מתמת את הידיים, ושפיר נכתבת על אור בהמה טהורה. In other words, in Spanish, the pshat Yerushalmi is that it's written on Or Behema Tmeya, because it's given למחיקה. Because as far as Heksher Megillah Sota, everything is cool. What's the problem writing Megillah Sota on Or Behema Tmeya? As far as that's concerned, everything is fine. So the whole shaila of writing an Or Behema Tmeya on an unkosher animal's skin is because of Kisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh can't be written on Or Behema Tmeya, and anything that's used for Meleches Shamayim needs an Or Behema Tahara. As we see in Tractate Shabbat on page 28a. So that's the problem. The problem is it's Melech HaShemayim. The problem is it's Kisvei HaKodesh. And that the Yerushalmi answers up and says, no. Since it's given L'mechika, it's precluded from the din of Kisvei HaKodesh. It's Mufkas. I must make a public confession over here. One of my favorite Hebrew words is the word Mufka, Mufkas. I love that word. It solves so many problems in life when you learn. It's mufka, so it's not a problem anymore. So anyway, so that makes it mufka midin kisvei hakodesh, just like it's not matami the yadayim. If it would be matami the yadayim, that would make it kisvei hakodesh. But this is mufka midin kisvei hakodesh, so it's not matami yadayim, and just like it's not matami yadayim, you can write it on Or Behema Tmeya, no problemo, because it's mufka midin kisvei hakodesh. Terrific. Okay, so we've definitely made some advancement in this sugya. I'm assuming that some of the listeners to this shiur have learned something that they didn't know before. So now, since we're on a roll, let's keep rolling, all right? The Rambam, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Halacha Hei, writes, V'shar kinuyim shemeshabchem emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kagoin chanun v'rachum, etc. Harein kishar kisvei HaKedesh, umutu l'mochkan. Other kinuyim, other nicknames, so to speak, that we praise Hashem with, other adjectives used to describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like Chanun, Rachum, that's Kishar Kisvei HaKodesh. That's like other Kisvei HaKodesh, and you're allowed to erase it. You're now allowed to erase the seven primary names, but you're allowed to erase the other kinuyim. The Rambam's paskening that only Shiva Shemos Einan Nimchokim V'Sharei Kinuyim Nimchokim, only the seven names aren't erased, but other names are erased. But we have to understand the Rambam. He writes Arein Kishar Kisvei HaKodesh. What is it Shaykh to Kisvei HaKodesh? The Rambam's not here talking here about Shemos of a Sefer Torah. He's telling us a din that Kinuyim can be erased, and they can be in a kameya, and they can be anywhere. Say there, what is the shayich to Kisvei HaKodesh? Ma ze shayach leKitvei HaKodesh? Ma kavanat haRambam kan kshu omer harein kishar Kitvei HaKodesh? Ma ze kashur? Ze lo Kitvei HaKodesh bichlal. You're just one of Hashem's kinuyim. מה זה שייך לכתבי הקודש? אשר בדברי הרמב״ם הלכה מבוארת דשם. הלכה מבוארת דשם. חוץ מדהווי חפצה של שם, עוד איקבו חלות כתבי הקודש. You hear this? You hear it, as they say in Spanish. Oh, I already spoke Spanish before. Now I'm speaking Japanese. that besides that a name of Hashem, there's the chefetz of the shame, but a name of Hashem also has a chalos kisvei hakodesh. That's what we see from the Rambam. Lo mechalot kitvei hakodesh el Torah, ki im deshem b'fnei atzmo ave kitvei hakodesh. It's not a chalos kisvei kodesh of the Torah. A shame by itself, chan un rachum, has a chalos kisvei hakodesh. The shame b'fnei atzmo is kisvei hakodesh, is holy writ. Anyone's wondering what kisvei hakodesh is? They translate it into English as holy writ. And there are two kedushas. There's kedushas Hashem and kedushas kisvei hakodesh. So Hashem has a chefetz of shame. It has a kedusha of shame. And it also has kedusha of kisvei hakodesh. It has a chefetz of shame and a kedusha of kisvei hakodesh. And even kinuyim hanimchakim are shemos, as we see nishbayim behem. You can swear with those names and it's called the shavua b'shem, and they have kedushas kisvei hakodesh. The makor of this halacha would appear to be the Gemara in Erchin on page 6a. We see there that if you have a name that's written on a kli or on a beam, yagod, you cut it out, v'yignoz, and then you put it in shemus, the shame, and then the rest of the beam or whatever you can use, v'yishtamish b'moyser. And the Gemara explains that this is because a shame shelo b'mekomo eino kadosh. A name that is not in its place is not holy. So that's the Lashon of the Gemara. And this is a very difficult Lashon to understand. What does it mean? Shame shelo b'mekomo lav kadosh. A name written not in its place is not holy. So there's a machlokas rishonim what this means. Some mafarshim say, "Dehainu derak Hashem atzmo hakatuv kadosh, aval eino mekadesh mekomo." The name itself is holy, but it doesn't sanctify its place, and therefore, you cut out the shame, put it in shame as you bury it, and you can use the rest. However, as far as the shame itself is concerned, there is no nafgamina if it is engraved on a kli or if it's written on a klaf with ink. Shame is holy. Ze pirush echad. V'yesh mefarshim shelo bimkomo perusho shehashem nechtav shelo bimkomo chakuk al kli shelo bidinei ktiva dahainu klaf v'dio. Others learn shelo b'mekomo means that the shame was written shelo b'mekomo. What's shelo b'mekomo? That it's engraved on a kli, not b'dinei k'siva, not with a klaf, not with dio, and it's not holy. What does not holy mean? That's referring to the shame that's not holy. Ayin sham b'Rashi, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Gershom. So, according to this, shame shenachtav shelo bimkomo, the shame isn't holy. The eino kadosh is referring to the shame, not referring to the rest of the kli. And according to these rishonim, dafka if it's chakuk al kli, yishtamish b'mosar. Dafka if it's engraved on the kli, then you can use the rest of the kli. But let's say it's written on a klaf. So that's Makadish the whole klaf. Ulich ora, tzarich le'ayin b'dat hanach rishonim.
הרי מבואר בברייתא שיגוד ויגנוז.
We have to understand, according to these Rishonim, what's Pshat. The Braisa says, you cut it out and you put it in Shemus. So you see that the Shem is holy. How can you tell me that the Shem isn't holy? Why are you putting it into Shemus? Why Yignos? It obviously is holy. How can you tell me it's not holy?
Gam tzarich iyun. Mao anafka mina bedin im yishtamesh b'motar bein im chakuk al kli או שנכתב על קלף, כיוון דהשם בעצמו על כל האופנים קדוש.
What's the nafkamina? Whether you're allowed to use the rest of it, if it's chakuk al kli, or if it's written on a klaf. If the name is a holy name, then it really shouldn't matter, should it?
What does it matter whether it's written on a kli, if it's engraved on a kli, or if it's written with ink on a klaf?
If the name is holy, then why should there be a nafkamina whether it's written on a kli or on a klaf?
So the Rambam learns that this that it says Shelo b'makomo eino kadosh is referring to the din kedushas kisvei hakodesh. That a shem has a din bifnei atzmo of chalos kisvei hakodesh v'kedushas kisvei hakodesh. That's what the Gemara is referring to. Shelo b'makomo eino kadosh, and with regard to this chalos din, its din is kedin kisvei hakodesh shel Torah, and kisvei hakodesh shel Torah requires klaf v'dio. If you have a shem that's chakuk al kelim, it has a different din. It has kedushas shem, but it doesn't have kedushas kisvei hakodesh. For kisvei hakodesh, the Rambam learns you need klaf and dio. You need parchment and ink. So if you have a name written on parchment and ink, then it has kedushas kisvei hakodesh. If you have a shem that's chakuk al rabbei kelim, it doesn't have a din of kisvei hakodesh. It has kedushas hashem, but not kedushas kisvei hakodesh. And therefore, in the din of imishtamish b'mosar, there's a difference if the shem is written on klaf, then shem that's written on kelim. If it's written on klaf, that has kedushas kisvei hakodesh, so its place is also holy, because in the chepetz of kisvei hakodesh, the klaf and the ksav are one, and they both create the chepetza of kisvei hakodesh, and the klaf is also sanctified, like we see that gilyonos, that the margins are metame yisei adayim, Shabbos 116a, Rambam, 9th parak of Avos HaTumas, Halacha Vav. Ma she'en ken chakuk al hakelim, shekedushas kisvei hakodesh lekabo. But when it's engraved on kelim, that it doesn't have kedushas kisvei hakodesh, it only has kedushas Hashem. But kedushas Hashem, all you have is the ksav. All you have is the etzem Hashem hachakuk, the very name. That's engraved, and the place is not holy. Therefore, you can use the rest. And it's mefurish in the sugya, the din of the Rambam, that a shem has a chalos and kedushas kisvei hakodesh. So what do we see in the Rambam in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah? That Chanan v'Rachum has a din of kisvei hakodesh. Where does the Rambam get that shemus have a din of kisvei hakodesh? From this Gemara. Because the Gemara says that if you have a shem that was engraved on a kli, Shelo b'makom olav kadosh, meaning that the shem is holy, but the rest of it isn't, because it doesn't have a shem kisvei hakodesh. But if the shem would be written on klaf u'pdiyo, so then now there's a din of kisvei hakodesh. And now that you have a din of kisvei hakodesh, you're not allowed to use the rest for your own purposes. If it's written on, if it's engraved on kelim, you can use the rest of the kli for your own purposes. That's the Gemara. Yagod v'yishtamish b'moser, but only because it's written on the kli. But if you write it on a klaf u'bdio, on parchment with ink, then it has a din of kisvei hakodesh, and then the rest of the klaf is holy. And that's where the Rambam gets his din, that chanan v'rachum are like shar kisvei hakodesh. That a shame has a din, kisvei hakodesh. And chanan v'rachum are included in shemus also. So they have a din of kisvei hakodesh. So you see that a shame has a chalos and a kedusha of kisvei hakodesh. That's something? It absolutely is. And therefore would appear that the Rambam explains the Yerushalmi she'ena nechtevet al or behema tmeya. It's not written on an or behema tmeya. Shema tomar eini shote. You know why you can't write it on a or behema tmeya? Because shema tomar eini shote v'nimtza Hashem ganuz al or behema tmeya. Because this maidel might say that she doesn't want to drink, she's not drinking, and it will emerge again if she admits her impurity, then she doesn't drink, and so she might say I'm not drinking, and it will emerge that the shame will be remain on the parchment of an impure, unkosher animal. So the Rambam learns that this is not just a din lechatchila derabanan like we originally thought, but rather it's a din d'oraisa, that it's not written midin kisvei hakodesh shel shem. You can't write this name because what does a name have? A name has shem etomer eni shosa. And the name has a din, so the name will be on this or behema tmeya, and the name has a din of kisvei hakodesh. Kim dina deoraita katani achi, deina nichtevet midin kitvei hakodesh shel shem umishum. Lo mahani rak al kitvei kodesh shel Torah. Madiim chefze shel Torah nechtevet bedinei ktiva chal alea kdushat kitvei hakodesh. Ubeze havei dina dechal rak al yidei ktiva v'al yidei ktiva mitkadeshet. V'im b'shat ktiva lo naaset kitvei hakodesh eina yuchola me'atzma achar kach letkadesh. בלא המקדש של כתיבה. מה שאין כן חלות כתבי הקודש של שם, הוא דין בפני עצמו, דהחפצה של שם, הווה מעצמו כתבי הקודש, ואף תצריך להיות מתאים עם דיני כתיבה, ובאי קלף, כמו שהבאנו מהסוגיה דערכין, היינו, משום דהכת החסרים בהחפצה, דיני כתיבה של כתבי הקודש, לקה כל חלות קדושת כתבי הקודש. אבל מקדש של כתיבה לא באי, ותוכל לחול עליו קדושת כתבי הקודש גם אחר כך, ותלוי רק בעצם החפצה של שם. דים רק הוא שם, ממילא נתקדש בקדושת כתבי הקודש ממילא. באומרה איני שותה, דפקד דין מחיקה, חל על השם, קדושת כתבי הקודש. So this means as follows, that the Rambam is learning the Yerushalmi that it's not written on Or Behema Tameya, because she might say that she's not going to drink, and then the name is going to be Ganuz on Or Behema Tameya, and we don't want that. This is not a din lechatchila derabanan. This, like I said, is a din d'oraisa. That it's not written that way. You're not allowed to write on Or Behema Tameya because of the shame. Because of the din kisveh kodesh of the shame. Because that it's able to be erased, that removes the din of kisveh kodesh. And even if afterwards there is no longer a hashkah, and there is no longer a din of mechika, nevertheless, there is no din of kisveh hakodesh. Because when you wrote this Megillah Sota, it was mufkas midin kisveh hakodesh. So this din that I just stated, that it doesn't have a chalos kisveh hakodesh because b'shas k'siva didn't have a chalos kisveh hakodesh because it was given over to mechika, and that's mafkia the din kisveh hakodesh, that only helps us when it comes to the din kisveh hakodesh al Torah. That if a cheftz of Torah is written b'dinei k'siva, it has a din of kedushas kisveh hakodesh, and there the din is that it's chal only if you write it, not if you engrave it, and it has to be ksiva miskadeshes. It has to be a ksiva that sanctifies it. It has to be a proper ksiva, klaftio, with the right kavana, and if b'shas ha-ksiva, it isn't kisveh hakodesh, it cannot become kisveh hakodesh afterwards. You need the makadesh of the ksiva. That's all when we're dealing with kisveh hakodesh. Masha'enkein the chalos kisveh hakodesh of the shame, that's a din bifnei atzma, that the cheftza of the shame is me'atzmo shel kisveh hakodesh, is itself kisveh hakodesh. And even though it has to fit with the laws of ksiva, this shame, and it requires a klaf, as we learned in the Sugyan Erchin, that is because where we lack a cheftza of din ksiva of kisveh hakodesh, there is no chalos kedushas kisveh hakodesh. So you need a cheftza of din ksiva of kisveh hakodesh. But you don't need a mekadesh of ksiva. It doesn't have to be sanctified at that moment. And the kedusha of kisveh hakodesh can be chal afterwards. And this depends only on the etzem cheftza of the shame. That if it's a shame, memela it's going to be miskadesh b'kedushas kisveh hakodesh. And memela when she says that she's not drinking, there's no longer a din mechika, and memela there is going to be a chalos kisveh hakodesh on the shame. And that's why the Rambam holds that it cannot be written on Or Behema Tameya. Because when it was written, it was given the mechika. Not that it's given the mechika, so it's mufka, that's mafkiat from kisveh hakodesh. But if afterwards she changes her mind and she says she's not drinking, oh, so now the shame on the shame, the status of kisveh hakodesh is given to the shame, and now you're going to have kisveh hakodesh on Or Behema Tameya, and that we don't like. Ah, why is it not metame yadayim? When she says eini shosa, it's not metame yadayim. Why is it not metame yadayim? It should be metame yadayim midin kisveh hakodesh el shame. Shame on a kisveh hakodesh. Why is it a metame yadayim? And the answer is we require 85 otiyot, like we see in the third parak of Yadayim Mishnah Hay. For tumas yadayim of kisveh hakodesh, you need 85 letters. And it's also Paskin in the Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Avos HaTumah Alach Avav. And since the other osios, besides the shemos, don't have kedushas kisveh hakodesh, there just aren't 85 osios here, and therefore it's not metame yadayim. But on the shemos, there is a chalos kedushas kisveh hakodesh when she says eini shosa, and memela, there is immediately even before she says Eini Shosa, a din of Mutar Beficha, which is only written on Or Behema, which is not written on Or Behema Tumea. Because this din is not shayich to the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh. Because this Kedusha cannot be chal on Or Behema Tumea, but rather the din was said in the Chefts of Kisvei HaKodesh, that a Chefts of Kisvei HaKodesh cannot be written on Or Behema Tumea. It's not shaykh to the Kedusha's Kisvei HaKodesh, that Kedusha can't be chal on the parchment of a Behema Tumea. No. It was said on the Chefts of Kisvei HaKodesh, that a Chefts of Kisvei HaKodesh, regardless of the Kedusha, cannot be written on Or Behema Tumea. And if we only have Kedusha's Kisvei HaKodesh midin shame, that can be chal when she says Eini Shosa, Mimela, it is immediately a Cheftza of Kisvei HaKodesh, and it's not written on Or Behema Tumea. So the very fact that this klaf can turn into Kedusha's Kisvei HaKodesh, if she doesn't want it to be erased, that in itself already makes it a Cheftza of Kisvei HaKodesh. And the Cheftza of Kisvei HaKodesh may not be written on Or Behema Tumea. So according to this, how beautiful is the Rambam, who writes that the din of Or Behema Tumea Gabe Megillas Sota is one din with the Sefer Torah. Remember the Lashon of the Rambam? Tem Zuchrim? The Rambam writes, Ve'achach mevi Megillah shel Or Tahar Kimo Sefer Torah. So we were Tamea. What is this Kimo Sefer Torah? But now we understand that Be'emes, Megillah Sota is the same Gzeres HaKasav of Mutar Sheb Mutar Beficha. That Laman Tiyah Torah Hashem Beficha Men HaMutar Beficha, it has to be written on a kosher animal. And it's from the halacha of lo huchshu lemelechas shemayim ela Or Behema Tahora bilvad, that for melechas shemayim you need the skin of a kosher animal. Umidin kisvei hakodesh shel shem, because it becomes kisvei hakodesh because of the shem. Because and the shame gives it a cheftz of Kisvei HaKodesh. Because you don't need to be mekadesh it when you're writing it with the shame. The chalos can come even afterwards. When she says Eini Shosa, there's no more din mechika. And now the shame has Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. So right before, while in the meantime, there is no Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh because it can be erased. And as we saw in the Yerushalmi, Klum Gazu al Sfarim Shiatam B'Sadayim Lo B'nei Kedush Shasim V'Zol L'Mechika Nisna. So this is L'Mechika. So it doesn't have the Din of Kedusha yet. But since it could turn into Kedusha, if she just says she's not drinking, so in Mele it's already a Cheftz of Kisvei HaKodesh. The reason it's not Matami Adayim is because you don't have the 85 letters. Because the only thing here that makes it Kisvei HaKodesh is the shame. Not the rest of it, which Bishas Ksiva wasn't sanctified, so afterwards it's too late. But the shame could be sanctified even afterwards. Aval Mekadesh Shel Ksiva Lo Bai. You don't need a Mekadesh Shel Ksiva when you're writing the shame. And Kedusha's Kisvei HaKodesh can be chal even afterwards. It's totally in the etzem achefta shel shame. If you have a shame, it potentially has Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. That's the greatness of the shame. And where do you see that shame is like Kisvei HaKodesh? That's in the Rambam Yisodei HaTorah. In Perek Vav Halacha Hei. They have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. So this is already, this shame is already a cheftza of Kisvei HaKodesh. All the woman has to do is decide that she's not going to drink. And then, if she's not drinking, if she says Eini Shosa, if she says Eini Shosa, then what's the din? Then it gets a din of Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. So it's already now a cheftz of Kisvei HaKodesh. And since it's a cheftz of Kisvei HaKodesh, it's the same din of Sefer Torah. Min ha-mutr shebeficha. You're only allowed to ride on a kosher animal. And l'hoch shul nechel shemayim alor b'hem ha-torah bilvad. Kisvei HaKodesh el shem. And this is not a steer to the Yerushalmi. Because that's exactly the way the Rambam's learning the Yerushalmi. Shematomar eini shosa. V'nimtza Hashem ganuz al ora shel behema tameya. If she says eini shosa, then the name is going to be written on ora behema tameya. So we thought that this is a din derabanan. The hashkah is going to be cancelled. And then the shame is going to be on Or Behemah Tameya. But now we see, no, that's not Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that the very fact that there can be a bittul here of the Mechika means that the shame is already a cheftz of Kisvei HaKodesh. And if she says Eini Shosa, and what's the din? If she says Eini Shosa, the din is that now it has Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. So since from the get-go it's already a cheftz of Kisvei HaKodesh, potentially having Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh, in the meantime it doesn't have Kedusha because it's supposed to be erased, but it's a cheftz of Kisvei HaKodesh because it might not be erased. And Memela, the moment she says Eini Shosa, it gets Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. So already from the get-go you have to write it on Or Behema Tahora. Why? Because we have a din that Kisvei HaKodesh have to be written on Minamutr Shebeficha. Minamutr Beficha, what you're allowed to eat. That's the din of Kisvei HaKodesh. They have to be written on what you're allowed to eat, just like a Sefer Torah. So, say it's a Klaf Shel Megillah Sot is like a Sefer Torah. They both have the status of Kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore, they have to be written on Or Behema Tahora. And it's not a din d'Rabbanan, it's a din d'Oraisa. However, this isn't so smooth, because for Hechsher Megillas Sota, we don't require Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. So what do we care that Kisvei HaKodesh are not written on Or Behemah Tameya? Why can't it be Kosher LeMegillas Sota? So in Achinami, the shame, if you're writing a shame, then it has the status of Kisvei HaKodesh, and Kisvei HaKodesh have to be written on Or Behema Tahora. Seder, but for Megillah Sota, you don't need Kisvei HaKodesh Bechlau. In order for it to be a kosher Megillah Sota, it doesn't require Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. So write the shame on Or Behema Tameya, and you're going to tell me, no, it's not kosher, it's Kisvei HaKodesh, because it needs to be written on Or Behema Tahora. Because it's a cheftz of Kisvei HaKodesh, and cheftz of Kisvei HaKodesh, you have to write an Or Behema Tahora. Yeah, but we don't care, because for the Hechsher, to make it a kosher Megillah Sota, it doesn't need to be Kisvei HaKodesh. So let it not be Kisvei HaKodesh. Unless you say that the Gzeiras HaKasev Shel Mos Mutar Beficha wasn't only a din psul, it's a din iser. So you're right, by Megillah Sota, the Chalos Kisvei HaKodesh is Nama Akev and it's Hechsher, But since it's a chefetz of Kisvei HaKodesh, there's an isser that it's not allowed to be written on Or Behema Tahora. So it's not midin that it's ma'akev. It's midin isser. So you're right, you don't need a hechsher of Kisvei HaKodesh. But since l'maisa it is, when you write the shame, it does make it into a chefetz of Kisvei HaKodesh. There's an isser to write it on Or Behema Tameya. We said, so write an Or Behema Tameya, but so it won't be Kisvei HaKodesh. Is the rule Kisvei HaKodesh have to be on Or Behema Tameya Tahara? So it won't be Kisvei HaKodesh. Megillah still doesn't have to be Kisvei HaKodesh. The answer is no, there's an isser here. It's not for its hechsher, it's for it's an isser. Not in order to make it valid. But the problem is that the Rambam includes it with other dinim, like Lashon HaKodesh, Bidyo, Lishma. So it's mashma that if it's written on Or Behema Tameya, it's puzzle, like the other dinim that are li'ikuva. We want to know why is there an ikuv here? Seder, so it's not gonna be Kisvei HaKodesh. It's written on Or Behema Tameya. For Megillah Sota, you don't need a hechsher of Or Behema Tameya or Behema Tahara. You don't need a hechsher of Kisvei HaKodesh. So you want to say there's an isser involved, then why is it included with the psulim? So this is not finished yet. There's more to say, and I'm hoping that in the next year we'll be zochah to continue, and we will see more neflos mitoras Hashem. But this was absolutely gewaldic. So I'm happy that we were able to learn this together, and we should be zochah to learn a lot more together. But of course, that depends only on the Rabbono Shel Olam, and the Rabbono primarily on the Rabbono Shel Olam, and then he asks us to put in our own effort. But there's definitely a Tanai Kadam that we need the Siyata Dishmaya, and we need the health, and we need the Simchas Chaim, and we need the financial means to be able to continue. L'lmodu l'lamed, l'shmor v'la'asot et kol divrei Talmud Torah Tobe Ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.